The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Did you have an imaginary friend growing up? A special pal only you could see? Children have incredible imaginations. Their minds are so open. For kids, fairy tales are real. Magic is everywhere. Oftentimes, these invisible friends are simply figments of the imagination. But sometimes, there's more to it. When Andy and Lisa Wyrick moved into their new home in rural Georgia, they noticed that their young daughter began mentioning two imaginary friends. One was an older man, dressed in a suit, who would play with her, push her on the swing at playtime. His name was Mr. Gordy. And the other man was missing an arm and covered in blood. His name was Khan. Heidi's parents were growing concerned. These didn't sound like typical imaginary friends for a young girl. And when the Wyricks spoke with a neighbor about Mr. Gordy and Khan, they were horrified to learn that these weren't made-up characters. They weren't figments of their daughter's imagination. These two men had once lived nearby, and both of them had been dead for years. This is Avery After Dark, and I'm your host, Avery Ross. Welcome back to the show. I cannot tell you how excited I am for this episode. The Wyrick haunting has been well-documented on TV shows and documentaries, and it really is one of the most chilling cases that I've come across. It's especially interesting because it involves children and imaginary friends. As you're listening to this right now, you may be remembering an imaginary friend you had growing up. I know I had an imaginary friend, and her name was Sarah. I have very fond memories of her. Hopefully you have great memories of your imaginary friend too. But this case may change the way you view all that, because it's believed some children's imaginary friends aren't made up at all. Like the story we're going to hear today, sometimes children are actually tapping into the supernatural. That is incredible and spooky. You ready? Let's get into today's story. The Wyricks were just starting out and were on the hunt for a home in rural Georgia. They wanted a house in a safe area, away from crime, a peaceful place, somewhere affordable, where they could raise their four-year-old daughter, Heidi, and hopefully continue to grow their family and have more children. But it wasn't easy. Lisa and Andy toured dozens of homes, and everyone they saw just didn't seem to fit, until they found the one. It was located in the small town of Ellerslie, Georgia, with a population of just over 3,000 people. And it was just what they were looking for. A brick ranch with a big yard, perfect for Heidi. She had so much room to play. The only downside of the house was it was in a neighborhood without any other kids around. Heidi being an only child, they were hoping for a neighborhood with other children around for her to play with. But everything else about the house was perfect. So they decided to put in an offer. In the process, the real estate agent had mentioned that the previous owners had just packed up and left one day, leaving the house abandoned. Kind of strange. Lisa and Andy said they never thought to ask why. They figured their loss was the family's gain. The first few weeks, Lisa said they were really happy. One March day, she was at home with Heidi. Andy was at work. Heidi was out in the front yard playing with her dolls. She had been out there 10, 20 minutes, when suddenly Heidi ran through the front door, calling out for her mom. She told her that a man with grayish silver hair and a dark suit had walked up to her and asked if she wanted to play with him. He offered to push her on the swing next door. Heidi asked her mom if she could go. Lisa is immediately freaked out. She runs over and locks the door, then calls Andy, telling him to come home immediately. Because her first thought was someone, this man, was trying to kidnap Heidi. And rightfully so, Lisa was scared. Andy immediately comes home and begins driving around the neighborhood looking for this man he believed was trying to lure his daughter out of the yard. Here Andy and Lisa were in their new home. They chose this area because they wanted a safe place. And now it seemed some older man in a suit is trying to abduct their daughter. Andy drove up and down the neighborhood all night, on the hunt for this gentleman in a suit, but he couldn't find him anywhere. As the weeks progressed, Lisa and Andy kept an eye on Heidi when she would go out and play. And to their surprise, Heidi continued to mention the man in the suit, saying he would often come visit her when she was playing. She especially liked when he would push her on the swing next door. Heidi said the man's name was Mr. Gordy, and that he was really sweet to her, like a grandpa. Now, Lisa was always watching Heidi while she was outside and never saw any man. When she looked out the window, her daughter was always alone. Lisa even asked neighbors if they knew of anyone matching this man's description, but none did. Lisa and Andy began to believe that Mr. Gordy was an imaginary friend. This belief was confirmed when Heidi began to tell her parents that Mr. Gordy would visit her at night, saying he would sit on her bed and talk to her. Lisa figured that since Heidi was an only child and didn't have anyone else to play with, her daughter had made up this friend, but was a little curious when she asked her daughter where Mr. Gordy lived, and Heidi would point to the sky. As time went on, Heidi was talking about Mr. Gordy all the time, like he was always around. Mr. Gordy this, Mr. Gordy that. Lisa said she would see Heidi out in the yard and see her hand raised, holding someone's hand. Many times she would hear Heidi talking to someone, but never heard anyone talking back. Lisa said Mr. Gordy seemed to be everywhere, but also nowhere. At lunch, Heidi would ask to eat in her room so she could sit with Mr. Gordy. She would even ask Lisa to fix him a plate of food too, and Mr. Gordy's plate of food always went untouched. But for a while, Lisa went along with it, thinking her daughter would eventually grow out of it and also didn't see any harm in an imaginary friend. But it was worrisome how much time she was spending with Mr. Gordy. Lisa would walk by Heidi's room and hear her in full-blown conversations with him. Lisa would ask Heidi what they talk about. She said a lot of things, but nothing specific. Then, one day, Heidi was in the front room and her mom was in the kitchen doing dishes. Heidi said there was a knock at the door, so she walked over, opened it up, and standing on the doorstep was a man, bloodied, missing an arm. The arm was bandaged, and he said his name was Khan. Heidi ran to tell her mom about the man at the front door, and again, Lisa is terrified. She grabs a knife and runs to the front door to see who it is. But when she gets there, she finds no one. She looked outside, but didn't see any man, bloodied, who was missing an arm. She went back inside and told Heidi there was no one there, but Heidi was insistent that she saw him. After this incident, Lisa and Andy again asked around the neighborhood. asking if anyone was wandering around hurt in any way, but they didn't find anyone matching this Khan's description. What was going on? We'll be right back.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You're back with Avery After Dark. Lisa and Andy think this Khan person is, again, a figment of their daughter's imagination. And maybe Mr. Gordy and Khan were the same man. Lisa even thinking that his full name was Khan Gordy. But Heidi was adamant that they were two different people, two different men, and that she saw them. They were real. Time passed, and Lisa said her daughter was growing closer and closer with Mr. Gordy. But Heidi seemed happy, content. But that all changed when Heidi told her parents that she was seeing someone else. A dark figure that remained in the shadows and silently moved through the house. And from that point on, something shifted for Heidi. She wasn't a happy little girl anymore. She was scared to be in the house. All because of this dark figure. Even with Andy and Lisa telling her that it was okay, Heidi was petrified, asking to sleep in her parents' bed for weeks after seeing the dark figure. Even when she went back to sleeping in her bedroom, she would only sleep with the light on. Something was going on with her daughter, and Lisa was getting worried, so she confided in her sister, Joyce Cathy. And it was around this time that the house next door to the Wyricks went up for sale. With everything going on with her daughter, Lisa wanted to be around family, so she encouraged her sister to move in next door. It would just be really great to have family close by. Joyce toured the house and really loved it. And shortly after, she moved in next door. Joyce learned about Mr. Gordy and found it disturbing. It was strange that her niece had this companion. Lisa and Andy, wanting to divert Heidi's attention from Mr. Gordy, got a dog for her to play with named Sheba. Heidi really loved the dog, but her bond with Mr. Gordy was just getting stronger and stronger. Now, Joyce had bought the house from a woman named Catherine Kelly Ledford. Her family had owned the property since the early 1900s. A few weeks after getting moved in, Catherine came to visit Joyce, check in, see how she was liking the house. She also brought over some information on the home, specifically a deed to the land. And as Joyce was looking through the paperwork, she was stunned. As she shuffled through the papers, she looked down to see a name she recognized. Gordy. James Gordy. His name was on the previous owner's paperwork. Joyce asked Catherine, "Who is this?" She said James Gordy was a longtime friend of her family's, saying he did a lot of business work for her mom when she was alive, specifically an executor for her mother's will. She said James Gordy was very close with the family and owned a real estate company in town. Catherine said he was a really nice man and loved people. Joyce asked where he was living now, and she said that James Gordy is dead. He died in 1974. Joyce was shocked and said she felt a lump in her throat. She then asked Catherine, what did James Gordy look like? Joyce had chills as she told her that he had grayish silver hair and he always, always wore a dark suit. She wondered if this was the same man that Heidi had been talking about for months. She immediately told Lisa, telling her exactly what Catherine had told her, how they had the same name, appearance. This was too spooky to be a coincidence. But for Lisa, this was too strange to believe. So she wanted to investigate. She went to the library and began sorting through old newspapers, and she found articles on James Gordy. She found when he died, where he was buried. When he was alive, he was connected to the neighborhood, the town, acting as something of a caretaker. And she realized that her daughter's imaginary friend wasn't made up. He was a ghost. Lisa didn't know how any of this was possible. She decided to sit Heidi down and tell her about James Gordy, that he had passed away, he was deceased. She asked her daughter if this man looked like a ghost, was he see-through? Heidi said she didn't know, because he looks real, just like anyone else. Catherine said she didn't have any personal photos of James Gordy, but in the meantime, Lisa made it her mission to try and find one. Heidi asked her mom if she could take her to the cemetery where Mr. Gordy was buried, and Lisa agreed, hoping this would lead to closure. When they pulled up, Heidi jumped out of the car, and according to Lisa and her father-in-law, who accompanied them, Heidi ran straight over to Mr. Gordy's grave, out of hundreds, like she knew exactly where it was. But she had never been to the cemetery before. And this was even more disturbing and more unexplainable when you realize that Heidi couldn't even read. But she knew exactly where Mr. Gordy's grave was. She asked her mom and grandpa to read the headstone to her, and they did. James Gordy, born in 1888, died in 1974. So, Mr. Gordy died 10 years before Heidi was even born. How was any of this possible? How was Heidi able to see spirits? From here, Lisa said she was at a loss. She wasn't sure how to proceed. To realize her daughter's imaginary friend is actually a dead man, she didn't know what to do. She couldn't even see this man to tell him to leave her daughter alone. Around this time, the family's dog Sheba began acting very startled by something in the house. According to Lisa, she would become very agitated, like she was seeing something or someone moving around the home. She would bark, snarl. Every time, Lisa would follow her dog, but couldn't see anything. And Heidi continued to talk about the dark figure in the house, that it was still there. She could see him moving in the shadows. So Heidi and the dog could see it, but none of the adults could. And Heidi told her parents she was beginning to see other spirits too. Continuing to find out more about her daughter's ability, Lisa asked Catherine to bring over some family photos. As I mentioned, Catherine's family had lived on the property for generations, and Lisa wanted to see if Heidi recognized anyone. She looked through the photos, finally landing on an old black and white picture. She pointed to a man in the photo and said, "That's Khan, the man that knocked on the front door that day, bloodied, missing an arm." Catherine saw who Heidi was pointing at, and her jaw dropped. She said that was her uncle. His name was Lon Batchelor, and he had his arm cut off when he was a young teen, in a cotton gin in town. He lived on the property when he was younger. Up until this point, Lisa thought that this man with a bloodied arm was Mr. Gordy. She now realized that the man on the doorstep that day wasn't Mr. Gordy, but another dead person. Lon had died in 1957 from cancer. Lisa knew her daughter, since she was very young at the time, probably got the names confused, mixing Lon and Khan. But the real question was, how and why was young Heidi able to see and talk to dead people? Heidi continued to have encounters with Lon and Mr. Gordy for 3 years. Then in 1993, Lisa became pregnant with the couple's second child, and Heidi began seeing and feeling that darker figure more and more in the house. She said sometimes she could see him, and other times, she could just feel him. She said she was never afraid of Mr. Gordy or Lon, but this darker spirit terrified her, as she said she couldn't see his face. She said he had no features, just a silhouette, and he never talked to her. We'll be right back.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
You're back with Avery After Dark. Over time, and as Heidi grew older, spirits started coming to her in different forms. Humans, animals, and other times, figures she couldn't really explain. Clearly, she could see and sense all kinds of spirits, good and bad. 2 weeks after Lisa had their second child, a baby girl, things took a bad turn. Violent. One night, Heidi ran into her parents' room crying. She was inconsolable. When they turned on the lights, they saw that Heidi had deep scratch marks down her face. Andy thought maybe Heidi had scratched herself accidentally while she was sleeping. Then, 2 nights later, Andy woke up in the middle of the night to a burning sensation on his side. Claw marks. The next night, he woke up again, this time to 3 claw marks down his back. The next night, 3 claw marks down his chest. With the activity getting more physical, the family began working with a parapsychologist named Dr. William Roll. He came to the Weirichs' house and investigated, interviewed the family. At this point, Dr. Roll had obtained a photo of James Gordy. So, in a bit of an experiment, he presented James Gordy's photo along with a number of other photographs of older men to see if Heidi would be able to ID him. And, amazingly, Heidi picked the photo of James Gordy with ease, saying, "That's him. That's Mr. Gordy." She had now positively identified both Lon and Mr. Gordy via photograph lineups. Dr. Roll concluded that Heidi was credible. Lisa and Andy came to the conclusion that Heidi was special. For whatever reason, she had some connection to the supernatural. She could see things, people, that others couldn't. Her connection to the other side was unexplainable, but also undeniable. The media eventually picked up on Heidi's story, and it's been documented on many different TV programs. Eventually, the Weirichs moved out of the home. Heidi is now a grown woman and has learned to deal with seeing spirits. She said she has not seen Mr. Gordy or Lon for years, but did say that she has continued to see that mysterious dark shadow figure, along with many other spirits. Heidi said, quote, "Most of the time, I keep a lot to myself. I really don't even notice it. You get used to seeing things after a while," end quote. She said that she isn't afraid of the spirits anymore, even the dark figure. She isn't scared. The sightings of spirits are so frequent, she takes them in stride. But ultimately, she said she wished these things wouldn't have happened because her life would be so much different. She wouldn't be known for something like this. This story really does change how I view children with imaginary friends. And Heidi's story is so mysterious. Did the house, the land, act as something of a catalyst that brought out her ability? Or was this always going to happen? And who is the dark figure that has seemingly followed her throughout her life? It's a mystery. But all in all, one of the most fascinating stories I have ever heard. It's said that kids are more susceptible to ghost sightings because they have a much greater sense of awareness than most adults. But how can you tell the difference between a child who's seeing a spirit and an imaginary friend? Well, it's said that imaginary friends tend to be more flexible. For example, if you ask a kid about details, they will often pause as they create answers. This could be an indication that it is in their imagination. But a spirit isn't so flexible, and the answers will be more forthcoming. Children will often be able to describe them with amazing accuracy and details. For example, the man was standing in that room and he was wearing a suit and tie. Pretty fascinating stuff. And if you have any crazy imaginary friend slash ghost stories, I want to hear them. Drop them in the comments on YouTube or shoot me a message at the email in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in for today's story. Follow along wherever you listen to this podcast. And if you enjoy the show, leave a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts. Share Avery After Dark with your friends, family, coworkers. And if you want all these episodes ad-free, join the Patreon. That is linked in the show notes. Next episode, I've got so much more mystery coming your way. Until then, I'm Avery Ross, and this is Avery After Dark.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7-9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Message and data rates may apply or consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.